Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 29, 2023. What is worth thinking about? Question. Reshimot, informational genes awaken in us every day, and we must implement them. But if a person does not study Kabbalah, these reshimot accumulate, and then some pressure must occur for him to make a leap forward. Ultimately, he must recognize that he is obligated to do this. Who is to blame for the fact that a person does not wake up? Answer: no one is to blame. No one is to blame for anything yet. But gradually, the guilty ones will be those in whose hands the method of correction of humanity lies and they do not make every possible effort, starting with themselves. I am to blame. I am the main perpetrator. And then everyone else goes through the same process, including you, because you know about it. And whether it passes through you further or you become a plug in the way of passing this information, is worth thinking about. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Is it all Leitman's fault? October 1, 2012. When the animal body disappears. Question. Suppose I am looking at someone and see certain character traits in him. My task is not to see these qualities. But how can I realize that I am still working with these properties? How can I see them not separately from myself? Answer. Every part of your soul seems to be separated from yourself. It is fully equipped with an autonomous system, the body, the nervous system, and everything that is in it. And when you begin to connect these parts to yourself, you see that the animal body can be dropped altogether and only its inner part remains. All the features of a friend, his character, properties, memory, and everything else become connected to you except for your inanimate, vegetative, and animate components. It just disappears because it relates to our world. Everything else belongs to spirituality, so it is combined into a single whole, into one single system. When a person comes in contact with other people, then all properties begin to manifest themselves in forces of rejection between him and others. He sees 613 different forces of rejection that he must correct. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Mirror of a Soul, October 4, 2012. Working together. The current stage of our development is dissemination, because the world needs the right interconnection, or as we say, mutual guarantee, avut. Let's say everyone agrees, yes, we need to be mutually connected, otherwise, we will eat each other. But how can we come to a mutual agreement? This is where Kabbalah comes into play. Not the preliminary stages when we say, be a good boy, but Kabbalah. Because without the upper light, without its attraction, you will not be able to change yourself. You will always oppose others. Therefore, Kabbalah is necessary for people. They must ensure that a kind to each other is needed, because nature obliges us to mutual guarantee. We are on a small sphere and are completely connected to each other. It does not depend on us, it is a condition that obliges us, from above, from nature. And it enclosed us, all together, and now, sort it out. We will either arrange a showdown and then everyone will stick a knife into each other, or we will try to somehow come to an agreement. But how can we agree if we are all egoists and only think about how to achieve something using others? At the same time, we realize that it no longer works through the other, that if the system is round, then we need to act together. The center of this system should be a common goal for everyone, not me, not you, not everyone for themselves, but the center of the system. How can we change ourselves, our nature? For the first time in history, we come to the need to change not technology, not society, but the person himself. And then Kabbalah will come on the scene as the only means of attracting the power of correction. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Is it all Leitman's fault? October 1, 2012. We will be given strength. Question. In Eric Maria Remarks in the Arc de Triomphe, the character Dr. Ravik is a stateless refugee in Paris in the unstable period between World Wars I and II. He is a skilled, but unlicensed surgeon who ghost operates on patients on behalf of lesser skilled French surgeons. He was stripped him of his German citizenship and unable to exist legally anywhere else in Western Europe, Ravik manages to hang on. He is one of many displaced refugees, stateless people without passports or documents who live under constant threat of being captured and deported from one country to the next. In the novel it is written that he lived, and that was enough. The era was unstable, so why try to build something if everything will inevitably collapse soon? He was portrayed as thinking it is better to go with the flow without wasting your strength, since strength is the only thing that cannot be restored. Holding on was what was important, and the less strength you spend, the better. It is better to keep them in reserve. Do you think it is right in difficult times to lay low and not to waste your strength, and just hold on? Even if it is projected to our time. We have a similar time, you might say. How does one survive in this time which is rather vague? Answer: our time is not what it was then. I do not think it is that vague. Nowadays we are not in a state where we can declare something and it will affect something. Here such forces are involved in the battle among themselves that, no matter what you squeak, no one will take it into account. Question. Then tell me, how do we live in such a time? Answer: exist. Today everything is so captured by all kinds of bodies in all countries, in all of them exclamation mark, that all your attempts are futile. Question. Is this how one should live? How? Answer. No, I have my own line. I believe that a person should be educated on the topic of who governs the world, how the world is governed, and how to enter this upper governance and act through it. But this is not politics or journalism, nothing like that. I think that this is the way we can seriously affect the world. Question. So do you think that is why this time has come, so that we have such opportunities? Answer. Yes. Question. Is there such a thing as courage in order to come to this? Answer. There is a different kind of courage here. It is in the fact that you have to confront your inner doubts, attitudes, and so on. That is the main thing. Question. And the doubts are mainly, what kind of force is this? Does it exist at all? Answer, yes. We need to work to reveal it and to use it to move the world. Question. Is this task peculiar to a strong person? Or can it become the task of any person to live like this and search? Answer, I think that a person should feel a response in his heart. And then he will have the strength. Question. So is the strength also given to him from above? Answer, it will be given to him. He just needs to make a small effort. It is the same right to go through the years with the same goal, to despair and still get up and go. Question. Can one person do this? Can he tune himself like this, all on his own? Answer, I don't know. Everyone is called Adam. Question. From the word similar to the Creator? Is it about everyone? Answer, about everyone, of course. Question. What is your main advice nowadays? Answer, be human. Question. Be Adam? Answer, yes. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 1, 2022. Peeping into the future. In the history of human development, there was a certain period when souls that we call prophets existed in our world as well as the spiritual world, and thus they described the future of humanity. However, they described it conditionally: if you behave this way, it will be this way, and if you behave differently, it will be different. This is because freedom of choice remains, and they cannot say anything for certain. That is, they can speak about certain states. If those states are already predetermined for the future and only continue to unfold, then nothing can be done to change it. It is like during a war when a signal is sent via all communication channels to all fronts and many different units. The orders are sent out and no one can stop anything from happening. They already begin to be into action as time unfolds. It is the same in the material world. If we have made certain actions below, which were meant to bring us to the next degree either by a good path or a bad one, but we have already chosen this path according to our actions, it has to be realized this way. Then it is launched. But until it unfolds in our world, it might take another 5 years. By forecasting the dates of the beginning and the end of the war, the Battle of Stalingrad and other events, Wolf Messing was simply psychologically connecting to the informational layer. I am sure that all kinds of special units in all countries have been and are engaged in this. There are entire units that process this information as much as they can understand it. But they surely do not possess the method to influence the informational layer itself. For them it is what actually exists. They can inflict energetic blows on each other, but they are unable to affect a change of circumstances by that. For them it is like destiny. Psychics emphasize that in this respect they are fatalists, meaning that they grasp the future as much as they can feel it, as deeply as they can see this picture, a temporal reference, meaning they receive information as if they are peeping into the future, but not more than that. From CabTVs I got a call. Kabbalists vs. Psychics July 14, 2012. A real homeopath is a godsend. Nowadays, there are very few real homeopaths. A person who feels the action of powers is a godsend, not an ordinary doctor. It is possible to study homeopathy, but it is not easy to become a specialist or a master because you need to feel the inner energies that are used to prepare homeopathic medicines, where they are and how they work. It also depends on a person's temperament, race, nationality, and even on time. Earlier, 20 to 30 years ago, certain homeopathic remedies were effective, but today there may be completely different ones. People change. After all, these drugs influence the system of internal forces of a person. This is not allopathy, but a more subtle system, like Chinese medicine, acupuncture. In my entire life, I have seen dozens of so-called specialists, of which only one turned out to be a real specialist. After my accident, my liver did not work, and the doctors refused to deal with me. They predicted I would last 6 months or a little more. But this guy took a big needle and said, "I have to stick this 9 centimeter long needle into you, but you will not feel anything." He squeezed it between his fingers and completely immersed it in my liver. In half a minute I was healthy, even though I had absolutely nothing left of my liver. This is a specialist. From CabTVs I got a call. What is homeopathy? September 8, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how do I prevent a nuclear war? Even though there is a joint statement between 5 of the world's most powerful nations, the United States, Russia, China, the United Kingdom and France, that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought, we still see that these same nations continue spending trillions of dollars on the arms race. Such statements simply give the people what they want to hear so that those in power can continue their rule. While we live with self-interest at our core, where we each prioritize self-benefit over the benefit of others, then we position ourselves on a rickety foundation to prevent any kind of future war. In order to truly prevent a nuclear war, we need to correct our egoistic nature so that we will prioritize the benefit of others and nature over self-benefit, and we need this correction to play out among everybody, from the broadest masses to the ruling elite. Correcting our egoistic nature and discovering a sturdy foundation for human relations that would safeguard us from future wars requires a new universal education, one that focuses on our need to unite above division. We need to learn about our egoistic nature, how is it opposed to the general altruistic laws of nature. What are the driving forces behind human development? Where are we headed? And how can we align ourselves with nature's altruistic laws in order to experience harmony, peace and balance in our lives? The more we immerse ourselves with this new form of universal education and start correcting our egoistic nature, the more we will protect ourselves from future wars. Based on CAB TV's news with Dr. Michael Leitman with CABlist, Dr. Michael Leitman and Semyon Vinoka. Written, edited by students of CABlist Dr. Michael Leitman on January 1, 2022.